Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there was a fair Republicans who are trying to unseat the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. The margin for Newsom remaining in power, holding on to his job, because remember, it was two separate votes. One was a vote as who you would want to replace him if you wanted to replace him. But the Bain vote was, does he get thrown out or does he stay where he is? Almost two-thirds of Californians said, no, I should stay right where he is. They actually like the idea that that Gavin Newsom is governor of California. He won the recall big time. But for people out there, and I know there are many of you who supported Larry Elder, who's been on this show very regularly, and who's somebody that I respect and admire, and he's a great communicator, and I think he was a great candidate. He also could take a little bit of consolation from this. How? Why? Well, because Larry, who got into the campaign very late, actually ended up getting a huge victory as to the potential replacement for Newsom if he had lost. But there's one thing that people need to understand that I think that there are a lot of folks who are not paying sufficient attention to it. Is that one of the things that the Democrats did to win this race that was actually very smart was there were 8.3 million people who voted on the recall question. And how many people voted with all the votes nearly tallied now? 8.3 million people voted on the recall when it came to the Larry Elder line, who you're going to choose as an alternative to Gavin Newsom. It was only 4.4 million who actually made a choice. Everybody else left it blank. And why did they do that? Well, the Democrats told them to. That was their strategy, was vote no on the recall and then go home. And that's why there really were no Democratic candidates on that part of the ballot. So that strategy seemed to work. And it was, again, not so much a vote of confidence as it was a vote against, I think, the whole recall process, which needs some reconsideration. There are people all over the place, Republicans, Democrats, independents, nonpartisan sources who are saying this recall process is not great. They're going to end up having spent more than $100 million, the Democrats, to hold Gavin Newsom's seat. And meanwhile, the Republicans, who won nothing really, made no progress on this, will have ended up spending a total among the various candidates $20, $25 million. Larry Elder speaking graciously and I think effectively after the results were known. He made a point that, no, he is not contesting the results. He does not believe there was any fraud. This is not a stolen election. And anybody who says so is a blithering idiot. I mean, come on, this is not close. Not even vaguely close. And here is what Larry Elder sounded like last night after it became clear that Gavin Newsom was going to survive the recall. This is clip 13.
My opponent, Governor Gavin Newsom, come on, let's be gracious, in defeat. And by the way, we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
It's not clear what he means by winning the war, but then he goes on and explains, Larry Elder.
We recognize that we lost the battle, but we are certainly going to win the war. We are forcing them now to pay attention to the problem of homelessness. We are forcing them now to do a better job on schools. We are forcing them now to do a better job on clearing our forests. We're forcing them now to do a better job about energy. We are forcing them now to pay attention to the things they should have paid attention to 2 years ago.
I certainly hope that that is accurate, that they will force Democrats to reconsider some of these strident and uncompromising left-wing approaches that they have been playing and paying toward various issues. And this is one of these interesting things that is a factor in American politics today. We're going to be speaking with George Will about this coming up on the show. What is the future of both parties? Both parties are terribly divided. Both parties have extraordinarily deep structural problems. It's very tough to imagine some kind of sweeping mandate for either Republicans or Democrats in the election coming up next year in 2022, or certainly in 2024. So what happens if both parties go through division, collapse, stalemate? We'll be talking about that with George Will, looking ahead toward the future based on, his nearly 50 years of writing great columns. We'll also be speaking a little later to Bjorn Lomborg. It does seem like one of the issues, according to the exit polls, that worked for Gavin Newsom, and it worked big time, was climate change. Californians not only believe in climate change, they care about it deeply. This is a very big issue. And I think California is not the only place. This is an issue that Republicans or people in the center basically shunt aside, I think, at some peril. We'll talk with Bjorn Lomborg about that concerning some of the hysteria about the recent hurricane. And yes, there is hysteria. We'll also be talking with Jen Horn, who is the host of the Morning Answer on AM 590 and Riverside and AM 870 in L.A. And she's a longtime observer and participant in California politics. She has a perspective on where next for California politics. And we'll also be speaking with Gordon Chang because Kim Jong-un is full of surprises. I mean, first of all, it's that big weight loss, which got international commentators just exploding in interest with what it was that enabled the little dictator to take off so much poundage and to have a whole new, healthier look. Does that mean he's going to go more aggressively with missiles? Apparently, they've launched two of them. And the Defense Department, the Pentagon, is answering questions about that right now. And we will also be talking about reports concerning the Pentagon that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, actually came out directly and contacted, without the president asking him to, contacted the Chinese officials to assure them that Trump would not be launching any kinds of surprise attacks on China. Is that appropriate for a military officer because he's worried about the president's mental health, and he was? Is it appropriate for him to, on his own, give some reassurance to our leading global rival? We will be talking about that as well. Gordon Chang coming up on the Michael Medved Show. There's a great deal to cover, but coming up, there's one factor that I don't think anyone has mentioned, that when you actually look at the exit polls for the California recall, there is one group, which is a majority of Californians, that actually made a huge difference for Gavin Newsom and presents a huge threat to Republicans. We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved Show. Pleasure to welcome back to our show my friend Jen Horn. She is the host of the Morning Answer on KRLA on AM 870, The Answer, and which is also heard on AM 590. And she's also syndicated on the DJV show and utility player, and you can reach her at crntalk.com. So, Jen, any surprises that leap out at you about the voting results and the way it turned out yesterday in California?
You know, Michael, thanks for having me. It was a busy day yesterday, certainly watching all of the results come in. And I have to say, I have voted, I wear it like a badge of honor. I have voted in every single election since I was old enough to do so. And yesterday was the first day that I stood in line to vote in person, voting, of course, for the recall and for our friend Larry Elder. And I heard similar stories about that throughout the day. And so, anecdotally, I guess I was a little surprised about some of the results, that wide margin between the no votes and the yes vote. But it comes with a warning because, and I don't know if this is intentional or if this is just how the process is going, but only 70% of the vote is in. Now, I'm not suggesting, of course, that that's going to change the outcome in any way, but I do think that the margins are going to tighten up a little bit. They're going to be counting a lot of the day of votes that came in yesterday, and many Republicans chose to vote in person. And so I would expect that those numbers, especially the yes vote, and probably for Larry Elder, will see their numbers increase a little bit. So I think that's something to watch out for. That'll probably be coming as soon as we get an update. I was anticipating one this morning. They really haven't updated anything since about 2 o'clock in the morning last night. As far as surprises, I think Larry Elder did incredibly well. I had a lot of faith in him, but I know we talked about, gosh, the last time I was with you, that it was possible for a candidate to win with the plurality of the vote, maybe 20%, maybe 18%, 25% maybe at the most. Larry Elder at this point, again, still 30% of the vote still outstanding, has 46.9% and 2.3 million votes behind him. That's a huge endorsement of Larry Elder, and certainly so was the money that he raised during his campaign, I think somewhere around $18 million. And that sets him up to have a few decisions to make about what his future is going to look like.
Well, I think that's very clear. And when he said last night repeatedly that, we may have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war,
mm-hmm.
it sort of implied a political future where I'm sure Larry would enjoy great success. The one thing that I think is worth mentioning about that is that in California, as we have here in the state of Washington, there is the basically what they used to call a jungle primary. And I know
right.
that's a sensitive term, and I don't give anybody trigger warnings by saying jungle primary. But what that means, of course, is that the two people who make it to the general election are the two overall highest vote getters. Now, what that means for next time is that, assuming that Newsom is going to be running next year, and it's next November, it's only about 14 months away, that when Newsom runs, he will certainly be one of the top two. And it seems to me the second of the top two, it's California, will almost surely be some kind of Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, far left-wing Democrat, rather than any Republican, whether it's Kevin Faulkner, who seems to be interested in running again,
mm-hmm.
or Larry Elder, or whoever it is. Don't you think that because of the way things are set up in the state and the way things look in terms of this election result, that kind of outcome is likely?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is always the risk that we take in California, because it really is the two highest vote getters during the primary that move on to the general election, which means oftentimes we find ourselves deciding between two Democrats. It's possible that you may have a Democrat along the lines of Antonio Villaraigosa, who has run. He ran in 2018. He may jump in this race. I think Democrats are going to try to gather behind Gavin Newsom. So I'd imagine fewer candidates rather than more on their side. But certainly what happens in the Republican Party time and time again is that multiple candidates enter the race and they don't coalesce behind each other. Now, in the recall, I was saying, you know, as many candidates as we can, let's get them in the race because they have power to turn out the vote. And it's about question number one, which was yes, vote yes to replace Gavin Newsom. And so the more candidates and more power we could bring was what you wanted in this particular election. But next year, it's going to be a whole different story. And unfortunately, you have a lot of Republicans with very healthy egos who are not going to want to get out of the way for one another. And I fear that is always what sends us down the wrong road. I do think if Larry Elder is the only Republican who runs, he would have a shot. But quite frankly, Michael, you know Larry, so do I. I don't know if that's in the cards for him. I'm not sure if he would even want to try to run in the next election for governor. I actually think showing his political power, he might even be more effective running for the presidency than he would be for governor of California next year. I know that sounds a little wild, but I think he gets more accolades nationally than he would from people in California who say he is too Trump-like. And that's really how they ran against him. They didn't run on issues against Larry Elder. They ran on the fact that he was somehow too closely intertwined with President Trump.
Yeah, President Trump lost the state by 29%. He got absolutely wiped out in
California.
What's
interesting is the margins are about the same. So as of now, again, we have to wait for that 30% to come in. But as of right now, Gavin Newsom's no vote got 63% of the vote, and the same amount, that's what Biden got in California, was 63% of the votes. Kind of interesting if there's anything there to correlate between the two.
Well, the one thing that's the biggest disappointment is I know that the Democrats were telling their people, vote no on the recall, but then don't vote at all on an alternative.
They were saying, no and go, vote no and go.
Right, and they did that because there were about double the number of voters on question one on the recall that there were on question two. There were like close to 4 million people who voted, yes, we want to keep Gavin Newsom, but didn't even bother to vote for an alternative. So that part of the Democrat strategy seemed to work. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is I've been looking at these exit polls, and exit polls are interesting. They don't always tell you why people vote the way they do, but they tell you some of the anomalies.
Sure.
And one of the things here is a bigger difference than race, a bigger difference than ideology. You look through all these differences of people. You know what the biggest dividing line was between people who voted for the recall and people who voted against it?
What's that?
It was a college education. People with a college education. Listen to this. Voters of color with no college degree. That was 26% of all voters. And that was shockingly close. I mean, among voters of color with no college education, among white voters with no college degree, which is also 26% of the electorate in California, the recall won big time. Republicans getting rid of Newsom, 57% to 43%. So one of the things we need to do is become more competitive with those people who have been, one could say, perhaps influenced or shaped by university educations. Jen Horn, always great to talk to you. Thanks for your perspective and information. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let me be clear, people who engage in that kind of gross misconduct have no place in the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray in the hot seat during a Senate hearing on Wednesday. The FBI is the spotlight for the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years. including gold medalist Simone Biles, who blames the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar when allegations were presented to the Bureau.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us.
CDC data shows states with an obesity rate higher than 35% have doubled over the past 2 years. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One of the big winning issues for Gavin Newsom and the Democrats yesterday in California, and I hate to say it because it makes a lot of people in the center and a lot of people on the right cringe, they asked a question for all of the people who voted yesterday, and it was a pretty good, pretty big turnout. They asked, how serious a problem for California is climate change? And only 17% said it's not serious. 60% said it's very serious. 19% said it's somewhat serious. So a total of 79% of people in California who voted yesterday said that climate change was a very serious problem for California. So let's get some perspective, and no better place to go for perspective than Bjorn Lomborg, who's a visiting fellow with the Hoover Institution in California. He is president of the Copenhagen Consensus Center and visiting professor at Copenhagen Business School. He has numerous books, including Skeptical Environmentalist, Cool It, and How to Spend $75 billion to Make the World a Better Place. Bjorn, glad to speak with you. If people came up to you, and I hate to put you on the spot, and said, Bjorn Lomborg, you're an expert on this. How serious a problem for California is climate change? Very serious, somewhat serious, not serious.
Oh, Michael, it's great to be back on your show. I would probably say it's somewhat serious. I know that was not one of the alternatives you gave me.
It is one of the alternatives. You picked the middle alternative. Good. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, look, it's a problem. And we have pretty good evidence. I'm not sure we have it as far down as specifically for California. But for rich countries, we're talking about the impact in about 80 years. Is in the order of 2 to 4% of GDP. So it's not nothing. But remember, over that time period, we'll probably be some 2 to 3 times richer. So it's a couple of percent off 200 to 300%. Yeah, it's a problem. No, it's not something your kid should be existentially worried about. And, of course, it's not something that you should end up spending tens of percent trying to avoid, because in that way you'll actually make your kids and the future worse.
Okay, there's a there's a new headline based upon a poll in The Lancet. It's an international poll of some 10,000 young adults who say that these leaders of tomorrow believe they've been betrayed by older generations concerning climate change, and as a result of that betrayal, they fear having children. What would you say to folks with that kind of fear?
Well, I think first we need to recognize that it makes perfect sense. If you were a kid growing up today, you see on the television every day that there's this fire and there's this flood and there's this hurricane and there's all kinds of things that are basically stacking up. The feeling is that the world is dying around you, and it's all because of global warming. This is what you're being told, and leaders are not doing enough. It makes sense to have this despair, this sense of, oh, my God, the world is collapsing. It's false, and I'll get to that in just a second, but I understand why young people feel this way. And so I think we need to, first of all, tell them, I understand you. I understand why you feel this way. But let me just show you some statistics that may indicate that you're being oversold on this point. Again, global warming is real. It is a problem, but you're being oversold. And let me just give you one statistic for starters. So how many people die from climate-related disasters? Well, we actually know, because we have good data for the last 100 years. So if you look at all the different problems that the world has had, and this is across all kinds of areas, we know how much this is actually cost the world. So look at floods, droughts, storms, wildfires, and extreme temperatures. 100 years ago, on average, about 500,000 people died each year from these climate-related disasters. Last decade, less than 20,000 people died each year. And remember, the world quadrupled in population at the same time. And 2021, so this year, if we extrapolate to the rest of the year, of course, the whole year is not done, but if we extrapolate as it usually is, about 6,000 people will die from climate-related disasters. We have seen a reduction of more than 99.7% in risk from climate-related disasters.
Can I just get clear for everybody, those 6,000 people who will die from climate-related disasters, is that in the world or in the United States?
That's in the world. So this
in the world, which is unbelievable.
It is unthinkable. And remember, it does not mean that these 6,000 deaths are not catastrophes. So they include, you know, 624 from the heat dome. They include 358 from the EU floods. There's almost 600 people in India from different catastrophes you haven't heard of. There's 147 from the Houston storm in February. And, you know, the list goes on. This is a pretty complete list. This is the international database, the one that everybody uses, including the UN. My point here is simply to recognize that you hear about all kinds of catastrophes. And, yes, it is terrible that 6,000 people died. But what you don't hear is, it used to be much, much worse. This is actually a phenomenal testament to the fact that we are much more resilient. Remember, what matters for societies is not just climate, but it's also what we do about climate. So, yes, we have storms, but because we're rich, we're much less impacted. Because we're better technologically prepared, we have warning systems, we're being told way in advance. We know a lot of the things that we need to actually deal with the weather that the world throws at us. We have become 99.7% better at this. This is not a world that's collapsing. It could still be better, and I love the fact that young people want to make it even better, but they should not believe that this is an existential crisis. They should not believe that this is the end of the world.
I'm speaking with Björn Lomborg, who is one of the most reasoned, balanced voices on climate-related issues in the world. He is also one of those people who has written about this extensively, and he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal recently that I read, which actually indicates that when it comes to floods, remember we've been hearing about the most devastating floods in human history, I mean, maybe since Noah, that we've been getting. Well, if that's the case, how is it that fewer Americans than ever actually die from flooding, and that these statistics seem to be so encouraging for people? We will get to that. And then also, is it true that we are going to be facing very, very major changes, inevitably, maybe through policy and maybe just through the changes in climate that are related to a changing climate? Speaking with Björn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus and of the Hoover Institution at Stanford. And later in the show, we'll also be talking about, we'll be listening to President Biden speaking about his now what is called the $3.5 trillion infrastructure climate bill, and saying that we don't have much more than 10 years. For real, the president said. What's the Björn Lomborg answer to that? We will get to that and to much more on The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. Back in just a moment with Björn Lomborg.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Speaking with Bjorn Lomborg, and we'll link to his most recent column in Wall Street Journal, which says the world is getting safer from floods. That's right, safer. Change in the climate? No, not so much that as change in our ability to deal with it. Speaking of which, yesterday President Biden spoke glowingly, of course, about his $3.5 trillion infrastructure climate bill, suggesting it will create great economic growth and reduce inflation and cure the common cold. No, I'm just adding that. But President Biden also said that we face great urgency on this issue. This is clip three.
Today, one of every three Americans lives in a city or a state transitioning to clean energy, clean energy electricity. But folks, we have to pick up the pace. When I rejoined the Paris Climate Accord after we had been pulled out of it, the goal set when our last administration, the Obama-Biden administration, when that was set, they were set that we had more time. We don't have the time now. The goals are different because the necessity is there. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have much more than 10 years, for real.
Okay, Bjorn Lomborg, you think that's right, that if we don't have drastic action within 10 years, we're through?
Well, technically what the president said was we can't live up to all the amazing promises we made back in 2015 unless we act in the next 10 years. And that's true, but that was because the amazing promises were exceptionally unlikely to actually be achieved. It's a little bit like promising too much and then later saying, now we've got to do everything in order to make it. No, the point here is we're not going to reach the Paris targets. I mean, it's actually a feature of the Paris target. Like all of the climate policies and climate promises, you promise big and then later you default on those promises. That's not a way to actually fix a problem. That's a way to just make people feel good and maybe waste a lot of money in the process.
So what have we been doing to fix the problem of flooding? The numbers you have in your piece, which we're linked to at our website at michaelmedved.com, the piece that you have makes it clear that far from having the most devastating flooding in human history, we actually are losing fewer people. Why is that? Why are we doing so much better when it comes to floods?
Well, it's a little bit the same thing as what we talked about before with talking to young people. Look, the world is richer, it's more resilient, it's much better able to not have people die from floods because we can predict them. We can make sure that people are better protected. We have more levees. We have more technology. And crucially, people are much better able to get away. Remember, the most deadly flood we ever have in the U.S. history was back in 1900, at the Galveston flood, killing 8,000, at least 8,000 people. This was in 1900. Today, that would never happen because we have much better technology. And it's not just people. It's also wealth. It's also the fact that we're not nearly as badly impacted. Most people don't remember in 1913, the Mississippi flooded for more than 100 days. It killed lots of people, but it actually had huge and catastrophic cost for much of the Midwest. It cost the U.S. more than 2% of its GDP that year. That was a huge loss. Today, the numbers have declined dramatically. They're actually declined about tenfold. So now we lose, on average, 0.05% of GDP. Now, look, it's still a problem, but it's not nearly as much of a problem. And that's what we need to tell our kids. That's what we need to tell President Biden. Look, there is a problem, but we're actually doing a lot to fix it. And yes, we should do more. And yes, we should also do some smart climate policies, but we shouldn't be wasting $3.5 trillion on a problem that is a couple percent over the next 50 to 100 years.
I remember very vividly, and I'm sure everybody who's listening to me does, who lives in the West Coast, or particularly the Pacific Northwest, we had this extraordinary experience this summer where a lot of people who said, oh, I'm not really worried about global warming, suddenly they became warming when we had 3 days in a row, which is unheard of, in Seattle, where it was over 100 degrees. And people and the Weather Channel said, we got to get used to it. This is the result of climate change. But then when you look at actually some of the weather forecasts that are coming up for this weekend, it's supposed to be raining pretty hard. We're not going to have a terrible drought. Right now we're 4 inches less rain than we have on a typical year, on an average year. That's not an indication of a looming famine or anything of that nature, is it?
No. So what we have to get over is this incessant, whenever it's hot, it's global warming, and whenever it's cold, it's not a counter-argument to global warming. Look, global warming is not about weather. It's about climate. It's about the average over a very long time. So it is true that as temperatures rise, we're going to see more heat. Remember, that heat in Canada and the U.S. kills about 2,800 people every year. So it's a significant problem, and it's something that we should be concerned about. We heard a lot about those 600 to 800 people that died during the heat dome. But what we don't think about is the fact that every year the global burden of disease, so basically the world's biggest study on deaths from University of Washington and others, tells us that more than 100,000 people die from cold in the U.S. and Canada. Why is it we only obsess about the 2,800 people that die from heat, but forget to obsess about the almost 100,000 people that die from cold? And remember, those people die to a very large extent because they don't have access to cheap, plentiful energy that will keep them warm all the way through winter. What really matters here is that we keep a balanced perspective. Yes, we should worry about more heat deaths, and we should certainly do something. One of the ways is obviously to get people cheap and affordable air conditioning. But we should also remember that there's many, many more people that die from cold that we can help very easily and cheaply if we focus on the right policies.
And actually save lives. What about hurricanes? We have an explosion of hurricanes, or even if we don't have more hurricanes, do we have the worst hurricanes that humanity has ever experienced?
No. So there's certainly an explosion in hurricanes in the television. So that's typically called the CNN effect, right? You used to just hear about it every once in a while. Now you hear about it 24/7 for, you know, half a year. It's no wonder our kids think that there are many more hurricanes. But if you look at the best indicator, which is landfalling hurricanes, because people noticed that even back in times of old, from 1900, hurricanes have not become more prevalent hitting the U.S. Actually, they've become slightly less prevalent. And also, then people will say, but surely there are more strong hurricanes. Well, if you look at the strong hurricanes, they have become less frequent, not more frequent. Again, we're talking about very, very small differences, but the point here is they have not increased. So you see much more on television, you get scared a lot more, but it's not real. And we need to know that because it makes us make bad policy decisions and waste $3.5 trillion if we're badly informed.
Well, again, to keep in mind the great lyric from My Fair Lady, which is in Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. Doesn't mean they don't happen, but hardly ever. Bjorn Lomborg, what is your next project forthcoming?
So actually, I'm doing, you just mentioned the Wall Street Journal. I'm doing a whole series for them. So tomorrow
Fantastic.
You will feast your eyes on a new op-ed, and I'm doing an op-ed every week up to the climate summit in Glasgow in November. I'll be doing a lot more of these statistics, basically telling people, look, you think you know one thing, but if you actually look at the statistics, a lot of what you see is not what you hear. Again, it doesn't mean global warming is not real, but it does mean we're probably being oversold a lot of the scare. And that's, of course, important also for our kids.
Absolutely. And it's important, unfortunately, also for network TV ratings, which the worse the natural disaster, the more people are likely to watch. It doesn't mean that there are more natural disasters. Bjorn Lomborg, you can check out his information and his perspective and his contacts at our website at michaelmedved.com, visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution, and he will be there at the Glasgow Climate Summit. I help giving us the very latest from there as they report. Meanwhile, both China and North Korea are displaying rockets, and actually North Korea fired some of them. What is going on? And what about the idea of a top U.S. general reassuring the Chinese that they will not be attacked by the United States? Hope not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.